The peak body for dentists says a new report proves the Abbott government must take action to stem the growing oversupply of practitioners. The Australian Dental Association wants the number of students studying dentistry capped and the profession taken off the skilled migration list. Samantha Donovan reports.
A new report prepared by Health Workforce Australia and released by the Federal Health Department has found that over the next 10 years, the nation will have an oversupply of dentists. Dr. Rick Olive is the Federal President of the Australian Dental Association.
There are too many dentists being trained and registered in Australia now, and it's a bit of an overreaction to probably an underproduction of dentists back in the 1990s. Then we had an increase in the number of dental schools in Australia from 5 to 9.
Dr. Olive says the number of overseas dentists coming to work here has also increased.
If you go back 15 years, there were about 50 dentists who had trained overseas who were examined to come to practice in Australia. That number increased to over 300, which it's been for the last five years.
The report found 80% of dentists practice in the major cities and less than 1% work in remote or very remote areas. But Dr. Rick Olive doesn't believe dentistry graduates are reluctant to move to the country, especially when so many of them are struggling to find full-time work.
Anecdotally, we know that there are a lot of young graduates who, if they have employment, they're often employed in 2 or 3 part-time jobs, and some of them they're not busy. There are probably more full-time opportunities in country areas, but even those now are drying up.
The Health Workforce Australia report found a fifth of all adults don't go to a dentist often enough to maintain good oral health. The cost and long public waiting lists are likely to be the main reasons. Dr. Rick Olive says few dentists are being employed to treat public patients.
There have only been a small number of public sector jobs advertised on the ADA jobs website in the last 4 or 5 years. I know that all of those only stay there for a short time and then they're taken down, so they're filled. You know, that's a matter of funding from the state and territory authorities.
Dr. Olive says the Australian Dental Association would like to see the federal government tackle the oversupply of dentists in a couple of ways.
Like in medicine, there ought to be a cap on the number of places for dentistry in universities. We think that it's probably time to take dentistry off the skilled occupation list. That's a list that's maintained by the Commonwealth Government. They list jobs where people can get easier immigrant status.
Dr. Rick Olive, the President of the Australian Dental Association, ending Samantha Donovan's report.